Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action. May 2, Genesis 18, verses 10 through 15, the Word of the Lord. Then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, Yes, you did laugh. I learned to respond to God's nudges in my 20s. A special offering was taken at church for a missionary. I briefly argued with God because he whispered a figure above my budget that month. He won, and I offered that money. 3 days later, I received a check in the mail refunding a utility deposit. It was the exact amount I donated in the offering. Sarah was certainly past her childbearing years. Abraham, too, was advanced in years. They had endured decades of infertility. Likely, Sarah had given up hope and accepted she would never be a mother. Only a miracle could change her status at this point. A miracle is exactly what God promised. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. What impossible situation are you facing now? What peace might you experience by trusting the Lord to act? Father God, impossible situations are your specialty. I choose to trust you will act and uphold me, whatever the outcome. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.